I'm Laura Winters. We begin this hour with a look at politics. A new Fox News poll of registered voters weighing in on who they would vote for if the election were held today. 40% say they would vote for former President Trump. 33% say they'd vote for current President Joe Biden. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. getting 13% of the vote. West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin at 5%, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein at 4%. Meanwhile, some Americans with other political tickets on their mind, USA's John Schaefer on the story.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president.
To the Middle East now, where the IDF rejecting calls for a ceasefire and moves troops deeper into Gaza, soldiers finding the bodies of two Israeli women who were being held hostage near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza and returning their bodies to the Holy Land for funerals. This as well-coordinated anti-Israel protests taking place in major U.S. cities, at least 40 protesters arrested at the University of Michigan after they stormed a school building. Scary times in Iceland, where fears of a massive volcano loom, scientists busy monitoring cracks in the Earth's surface, which they say are getting noticeably bigger by the day. Many roads now closed, and people who live and work there evacuating.
The timescale is such that we need to be prepared for an eruption happening within the coming week or even up to a month.
This professor with the University of Iceland sitting down with the Daily Record. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
We're working side by side to combat arms trafficking, to combat, tackle organized crime, and to address the opioid epidemic, and including fentanyl, which when we talk privately, I want to tell you about my great conversation with Xi Jinping on that issue.
As illegal aliens continue to walk right into our country from Mexico, President Biden sitting down with the president of that country for a one-on-one meeting.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing.
Now, as for the potentially deadly fentanyl pouring in over the southern border, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China reportedly has agreed to a crackdown. Here's Blinken.
Not only did they publish a notice to all of their companies that this is forbidden, they've actually taken concrete action to take down companies that were engaged in this practice. This is going to have a clear and positive impact on communities across our country.
Blinken there in an interview with ABC News. He also discussed the Israeli hostages being held by Hamas terrorists.
All I can tell you is we're focused on this intensely. Look, I'm hopeful that we can bring people home.
The Israeli military finding weapons and ammunition stashed throughout the hospital and behind an MRI machine. It's believed more than 200 Israelis still being held. They were kidnapped back on October 7th as Hamas slaughtered 1,200 Jews at a festival and multiple kibbutzes. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.